Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Adam Vingan taking you through this Wednesday morning. And it's been a very interesting year in college basketball. As you look at the field and look at the teams, there's not many elite teams that really stand out. And to help us talk a little bit more about this, we bring in the expert, national columnist from USA Today, Dan Wolkin. Dan, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. So when you look at the field this year in college basketball, as I said, not really many elite teams in the field. What have you made of the college basketball season as a whole so far this year?
Yeah, I think part of the issue is just that we've kind of reached a breaking point of players leaving early, and then the freshman class that often will replenish the ranks of talent that goes out the door is just not very good this year. And you've got some of the top players in the class who decided not to play college basketball at all. A couple guys went to Australia. You had the whole James Wiseman situation in Memphis. Anthony Edwards is at Georgia, where they're not going to make the tournament. So at the top of the sport, you've got teams that are, you know, not necessarily full of lottery picks. And that kind of translates to more inconsistency and flaws that, you know, even Baylor, you know, as good as they've been and as few times they've lost, I mean, they're pretty beatable. So in San Diego State, they look pretty beatable. So I think that's kind of the issue, and it'll be interesting to see in the tournament how that translates and whether once all the matchups are set, you know, if you see, you know, teams that are seeded 5 through 12, maybe not a huge difference between all those teams, and then just a tiny, tiny gap between that group and the top four seeds.
Dan, there's obviously a lot of hype locally about Penny Hardaway being hired at Memphis and what was a great program. Maybe he could turn it back around and get to being back to being a national power. What have you made of Penny Hardaway's tenure in Memphis so far and kind of the up-and-down nature that's been this year?
Well, they certainly have had a difficult hand with the injuries they've had and obviously the way the Wiseman thing played out, which was a kind of – they didn't navigate it perfectly or even very well. I think that's obvious. But at the same time, even once you get past all that, there was a scenario where it looked like he was going to come back early in the American Athletic Conference season, play out the rest of the year, play in the NCAA tournament, and everything would have been fine, but he obviously chose a different route. That left them in the lurch a little bit. So I think when you look at why Memphis is not living up to preseason expectations, it's very clearly because they lost James Wiseman, and their second-best freshman, DJ Jeffries, is now injured and probably is not going to play again this season. At the same time, you know, they are a team, if you've watched them play, that has just struggled offensively all year long. Their guards have struggled. They turn it over too much. They seem to play too fast without really any purpose, and they're not making shots. So, you know, all those guys they have on their team were pretty highly regarded, highly rated. You know, Boogie Ellis was once committed to Duke and decided to instead play at Memphis. Lester Quinones, he was highly regarded coming out of high school. And those guys just they're struggling to have any sort of coherent offense. And I do think you you can look at Penny for that. I think the bigger question is, okay, this season ends. They're clearly going to lose, you know, a guy or two. Precious Achiuwa is going to go to the NBA. The Wiseman thing, which this whole kind of team that they built was he was the linchpin of all that. Well, now that's off the table. I think the question is just, how does he keep it going? Is he going to be able to recruit still the top end guys? And then what? You know, what does it look like in the future? I think that's the biggest question mark.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today joining us here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Dan, I look at the top 10, the AP top 10 currently, and there are some teams that we expect to be there. There have been a lot of number one teams that have lost this year, but there are a couple of teams that stand out who are not normally expected to be in the top 10. The Dayton Flyers at number 4 currently. We mentioned San Diego State previously. Maryland has returned to prominence at number 9. Creighton's at number 10. Of those teams, of which of those teams is the most intriguing to you, or is there a team that I did not mention that's in the top 25 that deserves more attention?
Well, I think one of the teams that just from an analytics standpoint that you'd have to look at pretty seriously is San Diego State. I think typically look at teams that are top, you know, top 12, top 15, both in offense and defense, as teams that have a legitimate chance to win a national title. So when I look at Dayton, you know, 51st on adjusted efficiency defense, I don't think that's going to be good enough to get it done. You know, but San Diego State, they're top 15, both offense and defense. They have fifth best defense, 13th best offense. Even though they're not a name brand, they're playing out in obscurity out in the Mountain West, and they had a bad loss last weekend at home against UNLV, no doubt about that, their first loss of the year. I still think the numbers suggest that they're good enough, and they certainly have experience and older guys to make a deep run in the tournament.
Dan, my beloved Duke Blue Devils have been struggling. They lost again last night in double overtime to Wake Forest, but I want to take this question a little bit differently because Robbie and I are going to discuss this next. My argument is that if the New Orleans Pelicans make the playoffs ahead of the Memphis Grizzlies and Zion Williamson continues to play the way that he has, that he should win Rookie of the Year over Ja Morant. Am I crazy?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be a legitimate debate, and it's just all centered around, can you give it to somebody who played less than half the season? I think with Zion, he can't really miss more games. You know, if he has another stretch where he dings his knee or something like that and they sit him out for 4 or 5 games, I think then it just becomes a little too much for him to overcome. Morant's obviously built a healthy lead, and he has not played great coming out of the All-Star break, and obviously that correlates to a lot of other things going on with the Memphis Grizzlies right now. But if Zion continues on the trajectory he is personally, and if the Pelicans end up, as they're favored to do based on the numbers, overtaking Memphis, given the two-team schedules and all the other stuff involved, then I do think that Zion will have the support of a lot of people for that award. But it's an award that's voted on by media and whoever else, and I just don't know how that's going to play out. But I think it's legitimate.
Dan, last thing for you here. Obviously, Kentucky's a popular team around these parts. They've won 7 games in a row. Big game coming up on Saturday against Auburn. How much of a threat do you consider Kentucky to be this year once tournament time comes around?
Yeah, Kentucky's the one that's going to be really, really interesting because, for one thing, I mean, just the analytics do not like them at all. And, you know, they're not even a top 25 team in KenPom as of today. And you watch them play. I mean, I think the eye test is a little bit better than that for them, but it's still hard. Like, you can watch them play, and it feels a little bit like pulling teeth for them to get any rhythm, and their guards are talented, but often maybe a little out of control, a little hero ballish. You know, they're playing a lot through their big guy, Nick Richards. Do they shoot the three well enough? Are they going to get any consistency from more than, you know, one guy from the perimeter? So I think Kentucky's got a lot of questions to answer when you get into the tournament. They're obviously, I think, you know, in good position within the SEC, but the SEC is not having a great year. So Kentucky will be seeded highly, but I wouldn't be surprised if they made the Final Four or if they lost to a 13 seed. I really wouldn't.
Dan Wolken from USA Today has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Dan, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Interesting stuff there, because I agree. I watched Kentucky play, and I'm not really blown away by them, really by anybody in the SEC. Like, Auburn's got a lot of talent, and the run they were able to put together to beat Tennessee this past weekend, I think, showed that a little bit. Now, Tennessee helped that out a lot, turning the ball over 24 times. Anytime you turn the ball over 24 times in a game, it's going to be really difficult to win that game. But there's not really a great team in the SEC. Even Kentucky, they won 7 in a row. A big win this weekend against Auburn. But I watched Kentucky play, and I'm like, I agree with Dan. You know, maybe they could make a run. I mean, they're certainly playing better now than they were to start the season. But I just don't see the SEC having a very good year once NCAA tournament time comes around this season.
Well, the SEC tournament here in Nashville, right, next month,
yep,
will be interesting. And as it stands right now, Kentucky and Auburn 1-2 in the SEC. Then from there, you go to LSU at 10-4, Florida, and Florida at 9-5, Mississippi State at 9-6, and then you have Tennessee down at 7-7. And if you want to go all the way down, you have Vanderbilt at 1-13. I'd be very curious to see how the SEC tournament transpires and how that may affect their fortunes. You know, I mentioned, you know, some of the teams in the top 10 in the AP poll that, you know, Dayton is a team that's has been a good little team for a long time, but, you know, fourth in the country, that kind of came out of nowhere. San Diego State, you could say the same thing. But the lack of a clear dominant team this year, I think, makes the NCAA tournament, which is always an intriguing thing to watch, even more intriguing. So if it's possible for the NCAA tournament to get more exciting, it could happen now.
When we come back, Adam brought up something with Dan Wolken about the rookie of the year race in the NBA between Zion Williamson and Ja Morant.
He said it was legitimate.
And I think you're absolutely insane. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.